What's up, this is Chad.
Hey, it's Seamus from Monomyth.
Hi, this is Basha Bulat.
This is Dub Maddox.
Hey, this is Catherine McCandless from Young Galaxy.
Hi, this is Jill Barber.
Hey, this is Luke from Born Ruffians.
Hey, this is Sherman Downey.
Hey, this is Chad Van Galen, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Edman and Brian Cleveland.
Hey, how's it going? It is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Edman, Brian Cleveland in studio, and we are about to count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. We do it every week, and we're doing it this week. How do you like that? Brian's going to let you know what you'll find if you go to that website.
You'll find that Earshot is the national campus and community radio report published every single week at earshot-online.com. You'll find the entire national top 50. We're going to play the top 20 over the next 2 hours, as well as regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 fantastic Canadian campus and community radio stations, 33 stations submitting their charts this week. And you can also find specialty charts, reviews, interviews, and loads more about electronic hip-hop, international jazz, loud, folk roots and blues, all kinds of stuff on there, as well as an article from Magnus Tyvold about 13 great Halloween songs.
Ooh, and today, as we broadcast and record this show, it is Halloween night, so that's big for us. And you can find us online a few ways as well, earshot20@gmail.com, facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook, and @earshot20, our handle on Twitter. All the great ways to reach out and all the great ways to get in touch with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we are happy to do that for you in the form of a feature where we do an interview and we'll play something from your latest release. So please reach out and get in contact with us. Another big thing for the show today, not only are we going to have the countdown, but it's also our fund drive this week. So we are calling on you to call on us.
Yeah, there's many fine ways to contact us. In fact, you can contact us right now by giving us a call to area code 506-648-5925 to make a pledge to our host radio station, Local 107.3 FM, who are in the middle of their fundraising drive this week, and any pledge matters. And that is if you're listening to this live from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time on October the 31st, 2014. Otherwise, all kinds of ways to pledge to this program. You can just go straight to localfm.ca. For more details, click on the donate tab or directly to localfm.ca/donate.
You're going to hear about the importance of donating to community radio and why that's important coming up later in the show. We'll talk about it a little bit, but we've also got Jean Malavoy from the Community Radio Fund of Canada is going to join us in this hour of the program. Steven's also on the show. We've got our regular features. Next hour of the program, we talk to Shelley Robinson from the NCRA. And so much to talk to you about this week, and a very special week for us as we do our fund drive. As Brian said, 506-648-5925 if you're listening to this live on October 31st from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. But if not, and you're listening to it in a rebroadcast, maybe at one of our partner stations, and we have many across the nation, then consider making a donation to your local campus and community radio station. We're going to kick things off now, get it started all with number 20, and Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at that spot.
All right, we're back into the charts this week. We're going to hear one new record to the program and two albums returning. A couple of albums falling out of the top 20 this week, including P.S. I Love You on the charts for quite a few weeks. We pretty much heard, they were on the charts long enough that we heard it, every song from that album.
We definitely did.
Pretty
we
great record. Did. It falls from number 11 to number 31, and Always, another group on the charts for quite a while over the last couple of months, fell from number 16 to number 33. So as we'll see this week, definitely an opportunity that you might bounce back up, so you might not have heard the last of them on the program. At number 20, we're kicking it off this week, falling from number 9 the week before. It is Halifax's Old and Weird from their new record, What I Saw. You're going to hear a track called Gig Bag. From number 13 down to number 19, it's Electric Youth from the album Inner World. You're going to hear Without You, and then we're going to close out that set with When You Go by the Wilderness of Manitoba. Their latest record, Between Colors, is at number 18 down from number 15.
Here's Old and Weird, Gig Bag on the Earshot 20. Stick around, there's more on the way.
Just after you forget I'm stretched, but oh my time.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 19.
When you go, do you know that you can?
That was When You Go by the Wilderness of Manitoba at number 18, down from number 15 from the record Between Colors. And number 19, down from number 13, is Electric Youth from the album Inner World, you heard Without You. And we kicked it all off with Old and Weird out of Halifax. Their latest is called What I Saw. It's at number 20, down from number 9. And the track starting off the program was one entitled Gig Bag.
This year's Shot 20, counting down the top 20 albums from across the nation from earshot-online.com. Taking a break from the charts now for a fine feature we bring you every single week to catch up with Stephen Karlick, senior editor at Exclaim Magazine. Welcome back to the show, Stephen.
Thank you. Hello.
We don't get to interact very often, despite being on the same radio show for about 100 episodes.
And here we are.
Right.
It is a pleasure.
And we didn't have you here last week. We were doing Halifax Pop Explosion coverage, but there is all kinds of information about Halifax Pop Explosion on Exclaim's website. So if you find your way over to exclaim.ca and go to the review section, all kinds of reviews from a couple of folks on the ground of shows such as John McKeel, Construction Instruction, The Danny Brown Show, all that sort of stuff. So go check that out, and you can read about all the great shows that we saw, but you might have missed. And we're going to jump right into some of the biggest news of this week, and I'll just throw it right to you, Stephen.
Thank you. So we'd be remiss not to talk about the issue that sort of rocked the Canadian music scene this week, which was CBC and Q host Jean Gomeshi splitting, and then sort of getting into the unfortunate nitty-gritty details of the entire issue. It started on Saturday, October 26th, when CBC did mention that they would be cutting ties with Jean Gomeshi. They tweeted, "The CBC is saddened to announce its relationship with Jean Gomeshi has come to an end. This decision was not made without serious deliberation and careful consideration. Jean has made an immense contribution to the CBC, and we wish him well." Jean Gomeshi himself tweeted that he'd be taking some time off from the show and that he was taking some much-needed personal time. Following day, a lot more details surfaced about why Gomeshi and the CBC had parted ways. As it turns out, the CBC, well, so Jean himself, Gomeshi posted on his Facebook a massive statement of his own, adding that he'd be suing CBC for $55 million for a breach of confidence and bad faith. In that Facebook note, he penned a long statement explaining that the allegations that the CBC had cut ties with him for, quote, personal sexual preferences, and as well as allegations from a jilted ex-girlfriend who Jean Gomeshi was blaming for spreading rumors and lies about him. Gomeshi did state in his Facebook post that he is not going to quietly and publicly suggest that this was my decision, because that would be untrue, because I've been fired, and because I've done nothing wrong. The following day, the Toronto Star posted, noting that three separate women claiming that Gomeshi was violent during or prior to sexual encounters with them. Although Gomeshi has said that all of his encounters were consensual, the unnamed women in contact with the Star apparently say differently. Three of the women who reported to the Star were reportedly about 20 years younger than the 47-year-old Gomeshi, and according to the Star, the women say that he physically attacked them on dates without consent. Some of that is fairly brutal. You can read it online. I won't repeat it here. But the allegations are very serious against Gomeshi. Of course, this has made it so that fans of Q and fans of Gomeshi have been rather split on taking sides and opining about whether he's innocent or guilty. We're going to refrain from that here, of course. But Owen Pallett did post on Tuesday, October 28th, on his own Facebook, an open letter talking about the allegations against Gomeshi, in which he admits that he's friends with Gomeshi, but notes that it's important to listen to the anonymous women. He said, quote, "There is no gray area here. Three women have been beaten by Jean Gomeshi." He went on to say, "At no point here will I ever give my friend Jean's version of the truth more credence than the version of the truth offered up by three women. Anonymity does not mean these women do not exist. I am skeptical of arts reporting," he said. "I am skeptical of Canadian journalism. I am sensitive towards shaming of people who are so-called sexual deviants. But let's be clear. Whether the court decides that predatory men are punished or exonerated does not silence the voices of the victims. It does not make victims liars." He ends on this note, quote, "Jean Gomeshi is my friend, and Jean Gomeshi beats women. How our friendship will continue remains to be seen." So that's Owen Pallett going on record, not saying that anything is set in stone, but saying that in cases like these, he's saying it is important to listen to the victims. Finally, on October 29th, this past Wednesday, a petition was launched in support of Jean Gomeshi's alleged victims, which has been signed by members of Fucked Up, Katie Stelmanis of Ostra, Constantines, and more. This, again, has to do with the Canadian music scene and how Gomeshi's firing and how the allegations made against Gomeshi have sort of rocked the scene. Other signees to the petition, which is called the, quote, gesture of love and support, condemns Gomeshi for his PR attempt to discredit his accusers and his alleged aim to reroute the conversation away from assault and towards his own sexual life. Unsurprisingly, given yesterday's letter, Palette has signed the petition along with members of Fucked Up, Constantine's Katie Stelmanis of Ostra, Jeff Berner, Jennifer Castle, Simone Schmidt of Fiverr and $100, and many more. You can find that online at exclaim.ca, where we've reported on it, and find a link to the petition if you are so inclined. So again, sensitive stuff to talk about, stuff that I think that should be talked about and is absolutely newsworthy, especially for people in the Canadian music scene, and much discussion being heard and made online. So definitely something worth talking about in Canadian music news this week.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Stephen. We'll definitely keep an eye on that from Exclaim, and the whole nation will be wondering what will be happening going forward. And we'll leave that information for you to digest by yourself at this moment. We're going to jump back into the charts. We'll be hearing from Stephen again in the second hour of the program, as always, and we'll have some lighter music fare to bring your way when we come back.
Clean it.
listening to the Earshot 20. Number 16.
On our Funny Drive episode this week, that was number 17, down from number 10, The Barr Brothers, from the album Sleeping Operator. You heard a track called Half Crazy. And after that, you heard Elephant Stone at number 16, back into the program, up from number 27 from the record Three Poisons, Wayward Son.
It's Earshot 20, and we're counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Of course, a very special episode for us as we are doing our funding drive this week for Local FM, our home station in St. John, New Brunswick. And Jean Mellevoix from the Community Radio Fund is joining me on the line right now to chat a little bit about their work and what they do. And Jean, welcome to the Earshot 20.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks.
So for those who don't know, what is the Community Radio Fund of Canada?
The Community Radio Fund of Canada is a funding body that was created in 2007, and we gave project funding to all the campus and community radios of Canada. which amounts to 176. We've been founding lately about 102 community radio through several projects. So that's what we do. It's quite open as a program because licensed campus community radio stations could apply for a combination of different projects that could include, like, you know, capacity building, emerging broadcast distribution technologies, local news and spoken word, and any Canadian talent development project. So we're quite open. We do have a jury system. We just finished one. The next one will be in January 2015. And we're increasing our funding. So for one station, you can get, instead of getting only $30,000, now you can get up to $50,000. So I think we do make quite a difference in helping community radios in their endeavors and their projects. And the overall budget of the community radio fund is $3 million.
And through the revamped Radio Meters program, it's injected over $1 million into community radio projects in the most recent callouts. What can you tell us about some of the more interesting projects that have been put forward that have received funding?
Very interesting project is that, like, some projects do a lot of training with volunteers, the volunteers that are instrumental in, as you know, in community radio stations. And also try to upgrade the skills of their volunteer in technology and understanding exactly local music, understanding different social and I guess community issues. One project also, as you may know, community radios are very strong in the newcomers, new Canadians. So one has been working with, let's say, a university and newcomers, immigrants, and local community to organize a kind of program that will help them to better integrate to the country. We also have many projects to promote local talents, local musicians, that will never have access to the commercial radio. So that's very strong as well. So yes, we did the last round and a lot of very interesting projects.
And so this money means a lot to community radio. Do you feel like it's changing the overall landscape of community radio in the sense of helping them really achieve more of their goals in what is set out as part of the mandate of community radio?
I agree. Yeah. You know, community radios are underfunded. They're not. There is no such thing as an operating grant from the Canadian government, federal government. We're not getting enough funding. So, like, a station manager could have a decent salary. So, any community radios could work with a significant fund to do their work. So we do rely, or they do rely a lot on volunteer work. But the fund, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, our fund, is instrumental of helping the community radio station with projects. Now, our long-term goal is to get some operating funding to community radios, because what new people need really, it's some overhead costs, which include the salary of the station manager, salary of the journalist, the hydro and everything. And it's not something that could be really covered through projects, maybe a percentage, but not a lot. So that's the idea, that not being the only game in town, not being the only funding body, which we are now for many, many stations, but to try to diversify the streams of funds. So community radios could apply and get a stronger funding, but they're doing great now with what they have now. It's there is nothing more cost effective in the broadcasting world than a community radio. No, it's incredible. Every dollar will have a spin-off of $10-$20. So on that front, we're doing a study, an impact study that will be launched early May, to analyze and look comprehensive study of the uniqueness of community radios in Canada. You know, the fabric of the nation relies a lot on community radios.
And we're in the middle of our funding drive right now. As I mentioned at the beginning of this this interview, at the local FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station, you can give us a call. But you really do speak to it. You speak to the importance of the benefits of giving to your community radio station, because they are not funded like commercial radio stations. And so there is a need there to inject some money into these stations to make sure that the eclecticness of the programming is being offered.
Well, there's an incredible need, and all those stations, you know, they're like beacons in their own community. You know, it's the as you know, radio is a media of emotion, presence, simplicity, and above all, human touch. And I think when you listen to your community radio and you know the person, that person knows you and talks to you about the community issues that really count for you, realize that I don't think the public and private radio stations do the same. Now, there's a very unique relationship between the community radios and its own community.
All right, John, thanks very much for taking the
My
time
pleasure.
To join us, and thanks very much for all the work that you do with the CRFC.
It's my pleasure, and it's I wish you a very good day, and keep going there. That's really very good work that our community radios do. We're so proud of you.
Thanks very much. All right, we're going to get back to the charts now. Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
You're going to hear from Foxygen. Their track Flowers is at number 15, up from number 17 from the record, and Star Power. And Aphex Twin is back on the show, up from number 43, almost falling out of the program entirely, to number 14 from the record, Syro. You're going to hear Mini Pop's 67 Source Field Mix.
listening to the Earshot 20. Number 14.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Mini Pop 67 Source Field Mix by Aphex Twin at number 14, up from number 43 from the record Syro. And at number 15, up from number 17, is Foxygen and Star Power is their latest, and you heard Flowers.
And if you're just tuning in, it is the Earshot 20, counting down the national top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. It's a great website. I'm Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland in studio with me, and we are counting down the top 20 while doing a fun drive. Thanks to everybody who has called in and made pledges. We've had phones been ringing off the hook. So if you haven't been able to get through, give us a call now. Quiet it down a little bit. 648-5925. That's 506-648-5925. Of course, taking pledges for your support to help support this campus and community radio station where we record and broadcast from, Local FM in St. John, New Brunswick. And bringing you the countdown as well. And Brian, I know as someone, you're not only a co-host of this show, you do a couple other shows, you also are the station manager of our host station, Local FM, and a member of the NCRA, and in your spare time you bake cookies. But
I'm not much of a baker. Like cooking.
Okay, in your spare time you make stir fries. So, but why is it important for people to donate?
Community radio needs your support because it is nonprofit media, and it is, of course, in that vein, listener-supported. And so we seek grants and funding from all kinds of different organizations, but this is the one time that we ask to interact with our listeners to have you help us grow and become much stronger as a sector. As you'll hear much later in the program from Shelley Robinson, she'll talk about how community radio is often quite underfunded, and that means that every little bit makes a huge difference to how we operate. And community radio operates under budgets that are much smaller than much other types of media, especially commercial media that you might be familiar with, and it goes a very long way. We have a fairly capital intensive operation, as you can imagine, from all kinds of things such as large broadcast boards and tiny little connectors on headphones that break. And so that means that a donation, literally any donation, can be incredibly useful to a community radio station, be that a dollar to help us replace that connector, $100 to help us buy something larger or go towards larger projects such as transmitter power increases and that sort of thing. So definitely you are donating to a good cause. And if you enjoy hearing programs like this, your donations can help keep programming like this continuing to broadcast on the air, because pretty much everybody involved in community radio is a volunteer, such as Anthony.
Me, pick me. Everybody here on this station, everybody you hear on this station really across Canada. If you're hearing this program, you are listening to a station that probably has volunteers involved. And so it is great to donate. I made a donation. You should too. Consider it for our host station, Local 107.3 FM. You can go to localfm.ca, click the donate button, and there is all kinds of options there. Or also consider it for your home station, wherever you're listening to this program. All right, we're going to kick it back to the charts. Three more songs to bring you until this hour is complete, and Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number 13.
You're going to hear Alt J. Here's a track called Left Hand Free. Their latest record, This Is All Yours, re-enters the charts at number 13.
Ain't shady, baby, I'm hot like the prodigal son. Big up at a leany, meany, money, moe, and flower, you're the chosen one. Is gone. Oh, 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 oh. I tackle these
Number 11.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was Gangly Dancer by Legato Vipers on the program for the first time at number 11, up from number 21. LV is their new record. At number 12, up from 19, you heard from Zeus from their newest classic, Zeus, called Where's My Love. And Alt-J, they're at number 13, reigning the program and the charts. This is all yours and the track Left Hand Free.
Well, there you have it. The first 10 complete of the National Top 20 from Earshot-Online.com. Of course, Earshot 20 counting down the National Top 20 every week from Earshot-Online, and Brian and I joining you, Anthony M. and Brian Cleveland, in every week doing this countdown. Sometimes one of us takes a week off, but normally we're here. And this week, a very special week. It is our Fun Drive episode, so you can still make pledges. You can still make donations to us. If you're listening to this live October 31st from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time in St. John, New Brunswick, give us a call, 506-648-5925. Otherwise, head to our website, localfm.ca. Click the donate button, and lots of options there for you to make your donation. Very important that you donate to campus and community radio. And if you're listening to this at one of our partner stations, consider donating to them. The Earshot 20 is recorded and broadcast out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station, every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, and then sent out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. And we thank them all very much for carrying this program. You may also be listening to us if you download the program from radioforall.net. That's radio4all.net. And you can podcast this show on iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, thanks very much for tuning in, and stick around, because in the next hour of the program, we have the top 10. Steven's back. We've got your lowdown. Plus, Shelley Robinson joins us as we continue our Fun Drive special. There's more on the way, so stay tuned.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.